The Possibility Path for Business, Step 4, Part 1. Build your team. Ask for help. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your body, all the way down your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Just settle into the place that you are in and the space that you are in the here and the now, and relax. Take another deep breath and just kind of imagine your business, where you are now, what stage you are at, whether you already have started and are full going and revisiting everything, whether you're just in the idea stages, whether you're in the formation stages, whether you've been doing it for a couple years here and there, but are finally ready to make a go of it. Just take a look and think about where you are in your business. What are you doing? What stage are you at? At this stage of the possibility path, we are in the step about building your team. Even if you are a one-person show, you are still a show. There's still things to run. There's still things to do. You still need a support system. This support system can come in the form of emotional, friends, family, a confidant to help you as you go through the ups and downs of running a business. Someone to process your ideas off of, even a therapist. Your support system can consist of physical, lawyers, accountants, bookkeepers, social media people, other people to help you navigate marketing, all of the fun things that come with business, the wheels that move so slowly and yet are so complicated sometimes. Your support system can involve products, distribution. How are you getting your product? Who's making your product? Who do you trust? Where are you getting your ingredients from for your dough? Your support system could include your network of places that you teach at or provide your service. Studios, classrooms, corporate places, offices. If you travel to different places and teach or give a service or sell a product, those are also part of your team. Even if you are a one-person show, you still need all of those components. Even your family, your spouse, or your children are part of your support team. They are part of your business, even if they are not part of your business. They are still there. They are still critical parts of your life. And when you start your own business, it is your life. Just like with any job or career that you work at hard or you care about passionately, it is your life. So during this shortcut, we're just going to kind of see where the holes are. Where are the places where you need more support right now? And this is one of those shortcuts that you can just do on your own every couple months, every week if you need to kind of tune in and to focus in and pay attention to where in your life, where in your business do you just need some support? Where are the holes? Where are the empty slots that need to be filled? And then we'll move into how to fill them. But first, go ahead and take a deep breath in and just relax out of your head where all our thinking has been going and down, 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 down into your heart. There in your heart space and just kind of focus in. And just breathe and just feel into your business, into your world. Don't think too hard, just kind of feel into it. And ask yourself, you may already know, but you may be surprised, so just listen and pay attention. There in your heart, deep, deep down, where is it in my business or in my life right now that I need some support in my business? Where is it that you need some support right now? Where or what kind even of support do you need right now? What is it you need? You are not doing this alone. You are not out there all by yourself. You have a team. You have people all around you ready to support you, ready to give their talents, what they like to give to you. So go ahead and just ask. Pay attention, listen, you may feel, you may hear, you may just know. Where is it that you need that support right now? What topic, what area? And then deep into your heart space, we'll ask a sub-question to that. From whom do you need this support? You may know what it is. Where are you going to find that support? Maybe a person. Maybe a place, maybe doing some research on your own, maybe a company, maybe a software. Where is it? And what or whom are you going to get it from? Breathe all the way down into your belly. Where is it that you need support? And where are you going to get it from? And then one more question as you sit with your answers. If you don't know, they may come later, but just sit with that, the feeling. Asking for help. Asking for help can be one of the hardest things to do in this world where we're taught to be so independent and strong, people don't need anyone, and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But doing business, being out there on your own, is hard. And you are not alone. There are many people who would love to support you. They just don't know how. They just don't know what you need. They just don't know why or what you need for support. So now that you know where your hole is in your support team and even where to get it, go ahead and deep breath into that heart space. How do you ask for help for what you need from whom you need? One step. We always do that one step, just one thing that you can do. One thing that you can do to ask for that help. Not necessarily get that help, but ask for it, which is the first step in getting. We get that help by receiving. But to receive, we have to first ask. Know what you need, ask for it. And then receive. What is one step you can do to ask for this help, this hole in your support team? Maybe in your head, but go ahead into your heart space. Maybe simpler than you think. Maybe easier than you think. That one step. The one step may just be Googling something or picking up the phone and calling someone you love to talk to. What is that one step? Deep in your heart space. And then the last thing is to know. It's not a question, it's just a feeling. Feel into your heart. Feel into this thought. You are not alone. You are not alone in your business. You are not alone in the world. There are people who are ready and willing to support you, who they may even do that for a living. That may be their job to support you. They just need to know what you need. They just need to be asked. It's amazing how many people will do things for low charge or no charge just to support you, just to be around you, just to love you and support you. There are people in this world right now who just want to see you succeed. So if you can, just imagine those people around you. Imagine those people who are supporting you and the many, many, many who will come in the future, who are just raising their arms up to support you, who want to see you succeed, who want to be there with you on your journey, who want to hear about the ups but also want to hear about the downs, who want to see you, who want to see your journey and be with you and help you. These are the people to have as your team, your emotional support team, your physical support team, your system support team, your product and services and network support team. Don't worry about the names of them. Just know they're out there. All of those support teams are there to support you. Take another deep breath and just feel that in your heart space and sit with that feeling for as long as you need. Allowing that support is a much harder task, but it is one that you must learn and you will learn as you learn to start and grow your business. You are supported. There are people out there who are ready and willing to help. It's just time to figure out what you need, which changes every day, every week, every month, and every year, and then ask for it. And you'll be surprised how often you get it. Take another deep breath and just come back to this room. Sit with the feeling for as long as you need or the thoughts that are coming. But when you are ready, begin to stretch out your arms and your legs. Feel your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Go ahead and just wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may write about process or record your experience. Know that you are supported every step of the way, and it is my honor and my joy to support you too on this path of yours to possibility. All my love, Miss Janine, thepossibilitypath.com.